The first solution to these unforeseeable barriers is simply further practice of acceptance and commitment. In other words, the exercises you've already learned and practiced from the previous sessions. Now, this may sound a little simplistic to you, like someone saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But I don't mean that you should just try harder again, doing more of what already hasn't worked. The six phases of acceptance and commitment training we've covered here can provide a comprehensive solution to the kinds of struggles you've brought to this program. But within the confines of this format and a duration of less than 3 hours, we can't possibly teach every possible strategy that ACT has to offer. So if the strategies you've learnt here haven't worked yet, then either continue applying them or learn some new ones. A good place to start doing that is with the two books I mentioned, Get Out of Your Mind and Into Your Life by Steve Hayes and The Happiness Trap by Russ Harris. Within those books, and also on this website, you'll find other sources for further ACT-style exercises. The second solution may be something you weren't expecting to hear. Forgive yourself. This program is designed for human beings, and human beings make mistakes. I'm sure you've noticed yourself making some every now and then. The kind of mistake I'm referring to here is when you fail to complete or start an action you committed to. As we mentioned in Session 5, when this happens, it's very natural and easy to slip into despondency, hopelessness, guilt, or self-punishment. When you find yourself doing this, ask this question: how is this helping? If beating up on yourself works to make your life rich, purposeful, and effective, then be my guest. My observation, for what it's worth, though, is that these feelings of hopelessness or guilt are usually accompanied by constant thoughts of a despairing, blaming, or self-critical nature. The purpose of forgiving yourself your mistakes and failings is not to put a stop to these feelings and thoughts, though that may be a fortunate occasional side effect of forgiveness. Its purpose is to liberate you from their hold on you so that you can act effectively even in their presence. In any case, we saw in the first two sessions how ineffective and counterproductive it can be to try to control or avoid your own feelings and thoughts. Fortunately, to practice forgiving yourself requires only the application of three skills we've already practiced in the earlier sessions of Six ACT Conversations. Here are the three steps. 1. Defuse from thoughts of self-punishment or blame. To do this, use the techniques we practiced in Session 2. 2. Practice expansion from Session 3 and acceptance of feelings from Session 4 so that these unpleasant feelings have permission to be there. 3. Take actions consistent with your values as we've discussed in Session 5 and this session. That's the end of Six ACT Conversations. I hope this program has contributed to a more satisfying and productive life for you.